You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, let's get into it. We're talking about growing in Christ, still continuing with our Steps to Christ growth process. And so becoming a Christian, as we have been told, is not a one-time event. Quite frankly, that moment when you stand before the church and say, I accept the Lord as my Lord and Savior, Jesus is my Lord, it's a continuous journey. You're only beginning your journey there. So Steps to Christ reminds us that just as a plant, a mere seed planted to grow, it needs to constantly grow. It needs constant care. It needs watering. It needs fertilizer. In order for it, so does our spiritual life. Many people get discouraged when they don't see immediate transformation. But growth is often slow and unseen. And so the question is, are we staying connected to the source of our growth? That's why we have Pastor Jonathan Muswasbi to help us navigate our way through. Pastor, what does Steps to Christ say about spiritual growth?
Thank you so much, for having me. Steps to Christ talk about spiritual growth. In fact, I have not just read it, but I also listen to the audio version. Sometimes when I am driving on the road, I listen to Steps to Christ. Now, just to answer your question, what does Steps to Christ say about spiritual growth? There are two similes that are used, two comparisons that we find in Steps to Christ.
Right.
One is that of a birth, a newborn babes, and a seed that's been planted. So when a seed has, when a child has just been born, how does the child grow? God has given us a lot of illustrations from nature and from the growth of babies in order to help us understand how we grow spiritually.
Right, right.
Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the milk of the word, so that they may grow. As newborn babes desire the milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So that's one of the admonitions that we have been given, is that we have to desire to study the word of God, God, because it's the source of our growth.
Right.
Yes, and without the study of the word, we cannot grow in our spiritual lives. And then there's the illustration also from nature, the seed in the field that Steps to Christ has. When a seed is planted into the soil, it has to draw nourishment from the soil,
right,
for it to germinate and to begin to grow. And without those nourishments, the seed will not grow.
So when you're talking about growth and you know all these things about reading and blah 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 blah, it's tedious to a person who's living in the 21st century, Mfundisi, particularly this microwave generation that has been given air fryers and microwaves and everything just happening instantaneously. It's tedious, and they have come to expect things to be easier with the passage of time. But now you're talking, we need to do it more often, and your consistency is a bit of a problem. Why is consistency in the Bible study and prayer essential for growth? Just clarify that for those who don't see necessity for doing things over and over and over consistently.
Yes. It may be a tedious process, But we have also found a way of making it easier,
okay,
and providing the audio versions,
okay,
for people to listen to. Sometimes when you are just lying in bed, when you are lying awake in bed, you can listen to it. And when you are driving down the road, you can just listen to it as you listen to music. That makes it less tedious.
Yeah.
But why is consistency in Bible study and prayer essential for our growth? Let me answer this question by saying all relationships that we have develop through communication. And communication is a two-way process. God speaks to me, and he speaks to me through his word. And then I speak to God, and I speak to God through talking to him in prayer.
Right.
In Psalm chapter 1:1, Psalm chapter 119, verse 11, the psalmist says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart,
right,
that I may not sin against you." And then we find in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, it talks about feeding on the word of God.
That, right.
Yes, that we must constantly feed. Let the word of God richly abide in you, it says. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. So consistency in the study of the scriptures and prayer is the only way to develop our relationship with God, because without that communication, the relationship will not develop.
Let's talk about a community, Mfundisi. Again, society these days, more often than not, it teaches people you can do it alone. You don't need anyone. You are sufficient all by yourself. Learn to be self-sufficient. All those things, and discouraging the sense of community, doing things as a community. Quite frankly, for the purposes of spiritual growth and growing in Christ, just tell that person who has been taught self-sufficiency and no need for community, why? Tell the person why, and what is the role of community? What does community play in strengthening our faith? Why is it important?
Well, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, the Apostle Paul admonishes us, don't stop meeting together with others, with other believers, which some people have gotten into the habit of doing. Instead, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near. So the Apostle Paul here encourages us to have that sense of community. The church is God's appointed community to nurture our spiritual growth. And once we have accepted Christ, we are going to become part of the community of believers, so that we can encourage and strengthen each other.
Okay. Why do some Christians experience seasons of stagnation?
That's stagnation in their growth.
Yes.
Well, I like to say that sometimes you find some Christians who are like a bonsai Christian. You know the bonsai plant?
Okay, yes.
Bonsai plant, it may be
an old plant.
A sycamore tree.
Yeah.
But it will remain like 1 foot long, just a few centimeters.
Yes.
2 inches tall. And I have been told that people who make bonsai, who specialize in making bonsai, they do it this way. They take the young say if it's a sycamore tree, and they just cut the taproot. You know, the taproot is what goes deep into the soil.
Yeah.
And then they leave, they put it in a pot so that it just depends on its shallow side roots.
Okay.
There is no deep root. And there it becomes a bonsai.
Yeah.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 to 8, it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters,
yeah,
which spreads out its roots by the rivers." So spreading our roots deep into the word of God is what helps us to grow.
Yeah.
The moment we stop studying the word of God and communicating with him, we become bonsai Christians.
Yeah.
We become bonsais in our Christian experience.
Mm. Okay. All right. I like the illustration of a bonsai. Go on.
Yes, please. And then from Steps to Christ in chapter 9, we are also given insights as to why some people may stop, may experience that stagnation. In chapter 9, it says, "Once we have come to know Christ, we should be willing to labor for the salvation of others."
Right.
And it says, efforts to bless others will react in blessings upon ourselves. So as we labor to bring others to Christ, to strengthen others, it reacts upon ourselves.
Okay.
We find ourselves strengthened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she says, a man or a woman who would refuse to exercise their limbs will soon lose all the power to use them. That's chapter 9 in Steps to Christ. And so we should be willing as Christians, we should be very eager. The moment we have come to know Christ, we should be eager to go out and work with others, strengthen others, and bring them to the knowledge of Christ.
Our final question, Funisi, is, how can we measure true spiritual growth?
True spiritual growth?
Yeah.
Okay. it's very difficult for me to distinguish between a lemon tree or an orange tree.
Okay.
They look so much alike. But what distinguishes them is the fruit.
Okay. Lovely.
So I want to say that. I hope you get the idea.
I love it. I'm listening to it. I love it. Go on and finish. Yeah.
Yes. I think what tells us the way we... That what tells us that we are grafted in Christ,
right,
are the fruits that begin to grow
in our
lives.
Yeah, wow.
I begin to be excited telling others about Christ. When I start telling others about Christ and I'm trying to bring them into a saving relationship with him, that becomes part of the measure of our Christian experience.
Lovely. That was a beautiful answer. I like it.
Thank you.
I like
thank
it. You so much. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to leave it right there for today. Come back again tomorrow to continue in our process of understanding the nuggets of information we're going to glean from the book Steps to Christ. Pastor Jonathan Musosbi, thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day further.
Thank you.
All right, that's how we conclude that conversation for today. We'll pick it up again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.